I promise that I won't give an extended explanation about triggers, benefit calculations, reserve ratio factors, because there is so much more positive aspects to our action that deserve our attention today. 4 years ago, when Act 60 was adopted, it represented a major overhaul of the unemployment compensation system that was led by Senator John Gordner and the prior administration. And I think to put in context, contention was unavoidable as efforts were made to balance the contributions necessary to restore solvency to the fund. The fix that occurred during tough economic times was difficult to achieve and a long time in the making at that time. So, when you think about it, there was not much enthusiasm for going right back in to tackle the unintended consequences and to jeopardize what had been accomplished to set the fund to solvency. However, we are here today because in this case, it became very clear, and everyone has used the term seasonal workers. I like to use the term cyclical workers. These workers are highly skilled, highly trained individuals who were truly disproportionately impacted by the new formula from Act 60. The individual stories of hardship that we heard and the substantial number of affected workers, as the governor said, more than 44,000, compelled a thorough look at the issue and ultimately this bipartisan corrective action. We want to credit and acknowledge the problem, those who were committed to helping find this answer today. Everyone at this table realized we could not disrupt the timetable for reaching solvency in the trust fund. So there would have to be a financial adjustment as part of this package. Our public hearings helped to put us on the path to a responsible remedy that becomes official today. And I'd be remiss if I didn't recognize Senator Tina Tartaglione, who was an early advocate for having public hearings on this issue. In fact, we went from Erie to Philadelphia. We heard from people from Scranton to Pittsburgh. So that labor and employers, Republicans, Democrats, legislators, the governor, the administration could find an acceptable common ground on a contentious issue is a constructive result that Pennsylvanians, I think, would like to see more of and deserve more of. Leadership came from many directions inside and outside state government. The UC issue truly shows how state government, I believe, should operate, attack a big problem, figure out how to combine economic reality with the public interest, put in place a thought out and equitable solution, and move to address the glitches as they become apparent through the experience.